Brent Allen, Brian Catfish Johnson here with you as we get set for this district semifinal. Starting lineups being announced in front of us. We start for the Charlton-Heston Patriots. They'll start number 12, Ryan Romanke. The Alcona Tigers will start number 1, David Charbonneau. Charlton-Heston, number 13, a junior, Dylan Sherrow. For Alcona, number 2, senior, Colin Walker. For Charlton-Heston, number 23, a junior, Hunter Romanke. For the Alcona Tigers, they'll start number 3, Garrett Summers. Charlton-Heston, they'll start another junior, number 24, Dylan Teed. Alcona will start number 32, junior Evan Borsvold. Lastly, for Charlton-Heston, number 54, senior Ryan Patterson. And lastly, for Alcona, senior number 50, Jacob Renchensky. Starting lineups have been announced. We're pretty much right behind the Charlton-Heston side of things, so I'll just warn everybody now, it might be a little bit louder when Charlton-Heston does some good things.
Yeah, lots of looks like the family members got their little shirts on with the numbers in the back for Charlton-Heston and the names Patterson. Just a whole bunch of Patterson, really, as I look at it. They must be out there representing their senior. He doesn't want it to be his last game, but it could very well be if Alcona has anything to say.
Ryan Patterson, the 6'7", number 54, who mans the middle there for Charlton-Heston. This game brought to you in part by Alcona Motor Chevrolet of Lincoln, the lunchbox of Curran and Backwoods Home Maintenance by Joe in Harrisville. Ryan Patterson will jump against Garrett Summers, and we're about ready to get this one underway. District semifinal number 1 on the board, and here comes the Alcona Tigers. Eurostep in the lane, Walker. No good. Rebound comes down to Ryan Patterson. He gets it to number 12. That is Ryan Romanke. You will hear 3 Romankes in the game today. Romanke goes right side to Teed. Teed into Patterson. Patterson steps in the lane, triple team, had it poked away. Goes across the lane to Hunter Romanke. Puts the shot up, no good. And rebound comes down to the Tigers. Colin Walker fires it up to Renchensky. Renchensky into the lane, goes into the body of Patterson, can't finish. Borsvold, an offensive rebound and a putback.
Yeah, great effort there by Borsvold. Just gets in between the defenders for the Patriots, snags that rebound and forces himself to get that layup. Great effort there by him.
Diamond, a half-court trap here for Alcona, broken by Charlton-Heston. It's Ryan Romanke up top, goes into the corner. That's Dylan Teed. Teed inside to Patterson at the right block. Spin move, handoff, had it poked away. Ball on the ground, recovered by the Tigers. Here comes Alcona leading 2-0. Right side, Walker drives inside. Euro step, layup, no good, but he is fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot 2.
Yeah, I thought that was a great defense there. I thought he might have been set for that charge. That's number 23 in blue, Hunter Romanke, but I guess he wasn't. You're shaking your head no, so.
No, he slid right into Walker.
All right. Nope. You're obviously more skilled at basketball than I am, but hey, but we're going to get our first free throws of the game here.
Walker's first free throw is up,
nothing
and that one
nylon.
Is good. 3-0 Alcona, 6:52 to play in our first quarter, this district semifinal.
Our game on Monday was very sloppy free throw-wise. There was not many made by the Bucks.
Second free throw good as well, so Walker makes it the first 4 points of the game for the Tigers. Inbound to Ryan Romanke. He'll swing it across to Sherrow as they try and dissect this half-court trap, and they do very nicely. Inside, knocked out of bounds by Renchensky as they tried to get it to Hunter Romanke.
Yeah. Good hands there by Renchensky to knock it out of bounds. It's been an easy layup if it gets through.
Heston will inbound from underneath. Goes out to Teed at the right wing to the corner. Open 3. Sherrow off glass and in.
Wide open on that, too. We pass right back to him and then just ins and outs there. But a fast break here. It's going to a big push. Patterson with an easy foul there. He straight up just charged him.
Well, it's a 6'7", probably 275-pound guy, maybe 250-pound guy. Not easy to stop that momentum and just kind of put his body right into Renchensky. They're going to say Renchensky was shooting. Whoa. That's surprising.
I did not think he was shooting that basket.
I mean, he was right under the net.
He was pinned underneath that bucket. He misses the first. So very generous from the officials here. Renchensky's second free throw is up. That one no good as well, but an offensive rebound. Boersville, turnaround blocked by Patterson, and then knocked out of bounds by Charlton Heston. It'll stay with the Tigers.
Yeah, nice rebound there by Boersville, and a beautiful block by Patterson. Resets it, gets the bit, but the Tigers get to keep possession here.
Summers will inbound, goes to Charbonneau on the left wing. He'll drive to the free throw line, pull up for mid-range jumper, well short. Renchensky, an offensive rebound, goes up, kick, get it to go. Ball tipped around but controlled by Charlton Heston's Ryan Patterson.
Yeah, the ball did not want to go in the net there. Lots of arms in the air.
Ryan Romanke brings it up for Charlton Heston, trailing 4-3. Drives right side, nothing there. Kick out Teach, straight on three. No good. Offensive rebound, Patterson out at the free throw line. Dumped down inside, wide open. Hunter Romanke, it's Ethan Sherrow. And Sherrow lays it in, and it's 5-4, Charlton Heston. Kick up top, Garrett Summers for the Alcona Tigers. Sharp on the left wing, gets a screen from Boersville, backs into a three, blocked by Patterson. Offensive rebound, though, by Summers, and then now we've got a hold. And actually, they're going to say just out of bounds on Charlton Heston.
So about 2 minutes and 19 seconds in this game, physicality. There is a lot of physicalness going underneath that rim.
Inbound for the Tigers up to Renchensky. He goes right wing, Garrett Summers, dump inside Walker. Walker up at the rim, a little short, but got his own rebound, then he lost it. And here comes Ryan Romanke. Pass across to Hunter Romanke, blocked by Summers and knocked out of bounds by Boersville.
What is that, like four blocks already? Four or five, it's something like that between the two teams. Nothing is coming easy today under that basket.
5-4, Charlton Heston, they have the basketball. Ryan Patterson at the block. Kick out, tipped, and stolen by Garrett Summers. He races down the floor and will lay it up and in.
Beautiful effort by Summers. He gets the tip, gets the steal, goes down, gets the layup. Great play.
6-5, Alcona. Alcona gets a trap, but able to break it is Charlton Heston. Wide open underneath the bucket and got it with the foul, Ryan Romanke.
Yeah, he was wide open under that net. The Patriots offense all on the perimeter. All the defense comes out. He kind of sneaks in, quick little pass, gets the end one opportunity.
7-6, Charlton Heston. Romanke will go to the free throw line, puts that one up, no good. And tip out of bounds by Charlton Heston, so Alcona will take over. Charlton Heston, a rare team that doesn't press.
Yeah, they haven't. Yeah, most teams we're seeing a lot of press, but not right now.
Charlton Heston with the lead, 7-6. Alcona with the basketball in this district semifinal. Renchensky at the free throw line. Kick right wing, Charbonneau. It's going to get a screen from Walker. Work against it. Step in, mid-range jumper, no good. Got his own rebound, though. He will dribble it back out. Offensive rebounds for the Tigers have been huge.
Yeah, they have. They're just getting under these defenders and just getting the ball.
Boersville to Renchensky. Little mid-range jumper from the corner. Good.
Beautiful.
And Alcona takes the lead, 8-7.
Beautiful patient ball movement there, waiting for the appropriate. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by the Tigers. It's going to stay with the Patriots there on the inbound. But what I was saying is just, yeah, there's a beautiful patience there, getting him open, get that jump shot.
David Charbonneau and Evan Boersville checks out for Alcona. Richard Schott and Caden Hebert check in. Romanke has the basketball, swings it around. Dylan Teed now on the right wing for Charlton Heston. He'll drive inside, take a mid-range jumper, has to get around the defense from Summers, and now a rebound by Hebert and a reach-in foul coming here on number 23, Hunter Romanke, and that will be the third team foul on the Charlton Heston Patriots.
Yep, right now 3-0 in the foul department. All on the Patriots.
Renchensky straight on three over Patterson. Little short. And another offensive rebound. Caden Hebert dribbles out for a three. Knock it down!
Well, the rebounds are just falling in the Tigers' favor. They're bouncing right to their players. It's not even like the Patriots are out of position.
10-7, Alcona. Right wing three, teed for the tie. No good. Goes off the top of the backboard and over the backboard, and that'll be a turnover to the Alcona Tigers.
nice pace here for both teams. They're not really holding the ball for any amount of time. They're just trying to get some shots, get some penetration. I like that. It makes it more exciting to see, for sure.
Richard Schott has it on the left wing up top to Colin Walker. Walker, pass inside. Summers under the bucket. Had it poked away. No, they're going to say he double dribbled it.
I thought he got the ball knocked away, but we'll see. We'll defer to the ref's decision.
They're a heck of a lot closer than we are.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And not a big argument from Garrett Summers either.
No, he kind of made a face, but then walked away.
Yeah, so I think he understands. Alcona switches to a full court man-to-man here. Inbound to Romanke. Ryan Romanke dribbles in. Kick left wing. Patterson's going to try a deep three. That one's off the iron. No good. Ball tipped up and out of bounds by Charlton Heston.
Little volleyball hit there. Look, he just smacked it with his wrist.
He got that clean of one hand on it, meaning he probably could have caught it. Just got the offensive rebound.
I mean, it would have been really cool if it went in. I mean, it would have been a sick shot, but it did not happen.
11-7, Alcona. They have a four-point lead and a turnover here as a number 10 for Alcona, new into the game. And that's Sam Johnston. Miscommunication with Garrett Summers, threw it out of bounds. Here comes Charlton Heston. T dribbles through the pressure. Has it and traveled with it on the right wing. And so that's a turnover to the Tigers. 2:40 to play in our first quarter. Evan Borsville checks back in for Sam Johnston.
Yeah, up here he kind of wanted to, he wasn't sure if he wanted to go forward or stop, and he did both, kind of. And you can't do that. That is a travel. Easy call by the refs. He didn't like it, but no one really would.
Richard Schott has the basketball up top. Works left side to Garrett Summers. Summers works to the left wing, going to shoot a three over Patterson. Off the iron, no good, and knocked out of bounds by Richard Schott. It will go to Charlton Heston.
That was almost a perfectly placed for another offensive rebound, but he just bounced off his hands. The offensive rebounds have just been magneting towards the Tigers every shot, it seems.
2:32 remaining in our first quarter, 11-7 Alcona. Inbound to Teed. He works all the way through half court. Gets it to Ryan Romanke. Romanke had it poked away. Fight for the basketball won by Caden Hebert of the Tigers. Drives in, Euro step, and he is fouled and will go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, both teams trying to get inside. Both teams not giving up anything easy. Nice little physicality there. Didn't get the shot, but we'll get two.
Caden Hebert, Charlton Heston wanted a travel on that one, on the Euro step.
I mean, if they don't call the foul, then I think so. But they called the foul, so.
First free throw is good from Hebert. He's come off the bench for early points. Garrett Summers checks back in for David Charbonneau for Alcona. Charlton Heston has not made a sub yet. They don't sub much.
Not right now, at least.
Hebert's 2-for-2 at the line.
With 2:20 left, now we're in the bonus for the Tigers. Any foul will be at shots.
13-7, Alcona with the lead. Ryan Romanke dribbles down, stops at the left block, and he couldn't keep his feet. He wanted a push on Caden Hebert, but instead it's going to be a travel. And we saw this on Monday, a different set of officials, but we saw on Monday letting a lot of physicality go. Looks like we're getting it again today.
I was just about to mention that there wasn't very many whistles when it came inside, and they're not calling it either, but they're calling travels and double dribbles, which didn't happen last Monday.
Hebert straight on three. Heat check, no good. Rebound by Patterson. Here comes Charlton
Heston. Finally, it goes into a Patriots' hands and not a Tigers' hand for the offensive rebound.
Ryan Romanke will bring it up. Go right side to Teed. Thought about the three. Now he'll drive baseline on Borsvold underneath the bucket. Little hesitation. Goes up, but he can't make the layup. A great move by Teed. He just couldn't finish.
Yeah, it was a great move. And like you said, didn't finish. That would have been very, very momentum-changing by the Patriots, I think.
Charbonneau drives inside, and they're going to get Charbonneau for a travel. Took one extra step before, lifted that back foot before he put the ball down.
Well, I think there's one thing we can say early on is they're going to call your feet. Watch your feet, guys, because they're calling all these travels.
They're not watching the hands up high. They'll let you play with the hands up high. They just do not travel. Yeah. You can go ahead and hit them. That's okay, but just do not travel, which I'm fine with. I mean, call the travels. I'm fine with physical basketball. Romanke goes inside to Patterson. Patterson spins on Renchensky, lays it up, and couldn't quite finish, but he is fouled and goes to the line to shoot two.
A nice little move there to cause the contact for the foul. Just the ball didn't want to go in.
Patterson down. Yet to score.
Yeah, he does have. He's got four rebounds. He's got the only rebounds for the Patriots.
First free throw is up, and that is good. High school basketball on Hits FM, your power station for sports, is brought to you by Kohl's Appliance of Lincoln and Tawa City, Travis Sanitation of Oscoda, and Northeastern Window and Door of Alpena and Harrisville. 1:10 remaining in our first quarter. 13-9 as Patterson makes both free throws. Alcona leading Charlton Heston in this district semifinal. The Alcona Tigers and the Charlton Heston Patriots. Oscoda, Roscommon later on. A steal here by Ryan Romanke. Drives down the lane. Goes up. No good. Offensive rebound by Teed, and he lays it in.
Nice hustle play there off the turnover for his teammates to make sure that if he misses that, they get the rebound. They absolutely did. Both defenders overcommitted. They weren't in any position to take it. Easy bucket by the Patriots.
13-11. Alcona with the lead. Hebert with the basketball up top for the Tigers.
About 4 points in about 15 seconds. Right there by the Patriots.
Hebert goes right wing. Renchensky goes inside to Walker. Walker underneath the bucket. Had it poked away and stolen away. Here comes Charlton Heston. 20 seconds remaining in the quarter. Do they hold for one? Inside Patterson. Doesn't look like it. Layup on Renchensky. Can't get it to go. Rebound tipped around and controlled by Alcona. 10 seconds remaining in the quarter. Hebert will bring it up. Goes into the lane. Fadeaway, mid-range jumper, no good. Offensive rebound, Walker up, off the window, no good. And that'll end our first quarter. At the end of one, Alcona 13, Charlton Heston 11. On Hits FM, your power station for sports. Hot. 13-11. Alcona over Charlton Heston after one. Leading scorer, Caden Hebert, 5 points. Dylan Shero for Charlton Heston, 5 points. That's five for Hebert for Alcona. Charlton Heston starts with the basketball. They go into Patterson. Patterson, a drop step on Renchensky, lays it up and in. We're tied at 13.
There's two guys on him, but they're about a foot shorter than him, so he just kind of goes over him. An easy layup for him with two players on him.
Walker will drive down the right side. Layup through contact is good.
Wow,
Colin
that
Walker.
Was fantastic. Just goes through the jungle of defenders, gets to the bucket, and he doesn't get hacked.
Teed, left side, new man into the game, number 21. That is Osborne. Osborne drives down the lane, lost it going through, and it will go out of bounds. Alcona takes back possession.
Yeah, that first quarter, both teams had 5 turnovers, so it was pretty balanced that way. First turnover goes to Patriots for the second quarter.
Garrett Summers goes right side, Renchensky, right side now back to Summers. Summers goes inside to Walker. Walker up on Patterson, got him up in the air, and just went around the contact, or else he probably draws a foul on Patterson. Rebound comes down to Shero. Shero drives inside. He is hit as he's going up. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
So what you kind of just said about Walker happened on the other end. He drew the contact. He wanted the contact.
Walker went away from it.
Right, exactly. Walker went away with it. Two shots potentially for, or two shots and potentially tying it for the Patriots. It'll take a timeout. Charlton Heston.
Yep, timeout 30 seconds. We'll keep it right here. 15-13, Alcona over the top of Charlton Heston. 6:59 to play in our first half, and we'll get you updated on what's going on our sister station as they go along. And of course, the Standish versus Ogemaw game doesn't start until about 7 p.m. tonight. But Claire is taking on Chippewa Hills right now, and Ryan and Jeff are there. They are ready to go on the air on our sister station, WKJC. So we'll get you updated on what's going on over there. If you're a Standish or an Ogemaw fan, maybe you're thinking, who are they going to play tonight? Well, we will be able to let you know. As that goes on, Claire a heavy favorite in that game, but anything can happen.
Exactly.
Charlton Heston will inbound from underneath.
So they weren't going to count that as shooting foul.
Patterson goes up top. Shero straight on three for the lead. No good. Evan Borsvold for the Tigers pulls down a rebound, fires it up the court to Walker. Walker off the foot of a Patriot, and it'll be out of bounds off of. Wow, they're going to go off of Walker, and there's no official in a better spot. We were in a great spot for that. They got this one incorrect, but that is okay.
Yeah, he was facing away, whereas the ball was, like, right in front of us, literally the closest point.
But pass down to Osborne. Osborne drives inside, no good.
They don't call contact there. Okay.
They are just not going to call contact with the body today. They're being consistent with it. Into Walker. Walker up through the contact. No good. They're just not going to call anything right now. Now a foul on the rebound as Patterson hits the dirt. Borsvold's going to pick up a foul.
They're going to call contact on the rebound, but not on the shot.
And I'm okay with it. It's good. If you're going to be consistent with it, you're just going to say, hey, we're going to play good physical basketball. You're not going to hear a complaint from this broadcaster.
Yeah,
they've been consistent through the first
minutes
of this game.
It's been both ways. It's not like it's favoring one or the other.
So it's good with me. Cheryl will inbound to Teed. Back to that three-quarter court press now for Alcona. Right side, Teed goes to the half-court line. Now left side, Cheryl thought about a three. Osborne drives baseline. Kick out Patterson. He'll go back up top to Cheryl. Tied at 15. 6:10 to play here in our first half. Right side, Teed. And he passed it to the right side to a number 41. New man into the game. That's Kenyon. Keegan Kenyon lost that one out of bounds.
Yeah, and that was about the first time that they slowed it down. Both teams slowed it down there to try to make a shot, but good defense to get that ball knocked out of bounds.
Ebert has it on the left wing. Goes up top to Summers for Alcona. Right side, Charbonneau. Looks inside. Goes now to the free throw line. Walker straight on mid-range jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Patterson of Charlton Heston. Here come the Patriots. Cheryl goes right side to Teed. Thought about the three. Back up top, Cheryl. Left side, Osborne drives baseline. Up at the rim. Heston takes the lead. Excuse me, they tie it at 15.
Yep. Shots
right side, Charbonneau. He is blocked from behind by Cheryl. Who pulls down the rebound? We're tied at 15. Right side, that is Teed.
Yeah, shots just not going for the Tigers right now.
And we have a offensive foul.
Away from the ball. It definitely wasn't near the ball.
Okay, never mind. We have a defensive foul on number three, Garrett Summers. That's what I thought I saw.
Oh, okay.
But they called offensive foul and then said number three, but they meant defensive foul.
There is no number three for the Patriots. They start at 12.
15-15, Charlton Heston with the basketball, and they turn it over off the inbound. Sam Johnston, who just checked in, gets a steal. Got away with a travel as he laid it up and in. And then it's turned over on the inbound as Osborne got it and then fired it up and threw it out in front of everybody.
It's a little too fast there, a little too hasty.
Yeah, Alcona wants a timeout, and for good reason. Tied at 15, 5 minutes to play in the half on Hits FM, your power station for sports. High school basketball at Hits FM brought to you in part by Kevin Hummer, accounts at Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Tallis, Viking Marine of Hubbard Lake, and Lincoln Precision.
Thank you to all our sponsors for letting us do this again.
Alcona with the basketball tied at 15 in this district semifinal. Up top, Sam Johnston. Left side, Garrett Summers. Summers steps in, mid-range jumper, good.
Finally,
just inside
the Tigers can score a bucket here. They have just been struggling. Stop the bleeding, so to speak.
And a turnover here, stolen away by Charbonneau. Charbonneau inside to Walker, who drives by everybody and lays it in.
And defense got a little lazy there, a little confused, wasn't quite sure, and he just ran right past all of them looking at him.
19-15 Alcona. Cheryl goes left side, Osborne. They want to get it inside to Patterson, but Alcona does a good job. Now they are able to get it to Patterson. Dribbles it off his leg, and it goes out of bounds to Alcona.
It's about four turnovers in just under 4 minutes to start this quarter here for the Patriots.
Right side, David Charbonneau for Alcona. He drives to the free throw line. Step back, kick up top to Johnston. Now to Summers. Summers drives inside, mid-range jumper, off back iron, no good. Rebound pulled down by Patterson. Here comes Charlton Heston. Teed has the basketball up top.
The rebounds, like I said, the rebounds, which were way favored Tigers, are now tilting back towards the Patriots in the second quarter.
Teed works left side to Osborne. Osborne drives middle, had it poked away, goes to Patterson, though. Patterson spins, turns, mid-range jumper too long, and a rebound comes down to David Charbonneau of Alcona. Summers will bring it up for the Tigers. Drive inside, blocked by Patterson, and it's knocked out of bounds off of Garrett Summers, and it'll go to Charlton Heston.
Good effort there by Summers. He was trying to knock it off of Patterson, but it just didn't work. He didn't have quite the angle there, but he tried. But good defense there by the Patriots to cause another turnover.
Walker and Charbonneau check out. Hebert and Schott check in for Alcona. T dribbles it up for Charlton Heston. Kick out Osborne, thought about the three. Drive inside, Osborne lost it, and it goes out of bounds. Alcona has been given opportunities to stretch this lead. Can they answer on all the extra possessions they're getting?
Yeah, there's been seven turnovers in the second quarter so far. And as you speak, number five, that's going to be Caden Hebert with a jump shot to extend the lead to five, or six.
21-15. Shero to Teed and gets across half court.
Almost another turnover by the Patriots.
Left side, Osborne back up top to Teed. Works right side. That's Kenyon. Kenyon back outside to Shero inside and Patterson. They're going to say a foul on the floor on the inbound pass, as they just kept it over in that right corner, desperately trying to get it down to the big 6'7", Ryan Patterson.
Yeah, fouls right now. It looks like it's four for Alcona, zero on the Patriots. So now we're in the bonus.
And we have a steal, but a foul as a shot jumped up and intercepted the pass and got hit in the process. He hit the ground pretty hard, and he's asking for just a quick sub as he hit his knee on the ground pretty hard.
Yeah, he was vertical or horizontal when he hit the ground. He was completely level with the surface. That was a hard fall.
And they're not going to give him the sub.
Okay.
As Richard Schott went over looking like he wanted the sub, but.
So is that the refs not allowing it? Or?
Oh, no, they just didn't put anybody in for him.
Oh, okay.
No, the officials would have let him sub. No, they would.
I was like, wow, that's pretty harsh. But, okay, he said, I'm all right.
Right side, Garrett Summers for the Tigers. Drives to the free throw line. Mid-range jumper, needs the back iron, doesn't get it. Rebound comes bounding out to Charlton Heston. Dylan Teed gets the ball, and he will bring it up for the Patriots. Teed works on the right wing, goes up top, now left side, Osborne. Osborne drives baseline and a reach-in foul called here on Garrett Summers.
There is a lot of physicalness in this game, guys. If you heard the crowd kind of emote there, the guy knocked a guy down and then kind of slowly crept over him, not letting him get up. That's what the crowd was jeering about.
The officials are not keeping track of the fouls. There we go. Everybody in the gym trying to tell them that this is now a shooting foul. Now we're getting there.
You have about 100 refs in the stands, as usual. You know, everyone thinks they're a ref. But it's going to put Patterson to the line.
And they're going to have to get – Patterson was not the guy who got fouled. This is a nice gamesmanship by Charlton Heston to try and put their probably a good free throw shooter at the line. But I do not think it was Ryan Patterson who got the reach – who was reached in on there.
I believe it was
– thought it was
– Osborne? 21?
One of the wings, that's for sure. Yeah, it's Osborne. Osborne stepped into the line because Now we're getting it. I just knew it wasn't the big guy. I knew it wasn't.
He's the most obvious one, obviously.
We'd have seen that one. And so now it's Osborne at the line, and he's a little bit long on the first.
It's probably
why
they
might as well try.
I mean, yeah.
Might as well try.
Why not?
See if you can get Ryan Patterson to a good free throw shooter at the line.
What's interesting is they don't have him in the key there to get the rebound. He's playing back.
I think he's defending against the as Osborne makes the second free throw. He is defending against the fast break there.
It's going to be slowly brought up there by Caden Hebert. He's going to pass it over to Charbonneau. Charbonneau's going to cut inside the lane. Free throw line. He's going to take a jump shot. It's going to be just short. It's going to be knocked up in the air, rebounded by Caden Hebert again. Hebert's going to take a shot from the three-point line. It's going to be an air ball off number 10. Yes, it will be off number 10, Samuel Johnson, and it's going to be Patriots ball.
21-16 is our score. You and I have
we have horrible angles to the
no angle at our scoreboard here as we have a turnover here Alcona's going to get a steal inside Borsvold. Borsvold's going to turn around and lay it in.
That was nice, very fast.
Nice drop step, and Borsvold now another steal. Borsvold gets a steal, and we've got a blocking foul here on Kenyon.
But it's only their second, so we're not going to the line. It's only the second with a minute 27 left on the Patriots.
23-16.
But that's some sloppy inbounding there by the Patriots. They need to clean that up.
And we have long distance official and coach argument here.
I thought it was a spectator.
We have another official coming over and talking with
he's still jeering the ref.
Yep. You have a fan in the crowd, so somebody has been warned here.
Folks, don't yell at the refs, please. Just PSA from Catfish, don't jeer at the refs. Their job is hard.
Borsville drives in, blocked by Patterson. Ball bounding around on the ground, bodies all over it, and we've got a jump ball. That will stay with the Tigers. 1:21 remaining, 23-16. Alcona leads here as we're about to wrap up our first half. Got some sweat on the floor.
It's been a pretty competitive game so far. I mean, we're kind of into a seven point swing here, but it's been a lot of sloppy play in the second half of the second quarter here by the Patriots that have allowed Alcona to come back into this game.
Ryan Patterson has some blood on the uniform, so he has to check out. 24 Teed comes back in for him. And ball is tipped up in the air. Charbonneau recovers it for Alcona. Up top to Richard Schott. Schott works back. Little three-point jumper there, no good. Out of the step back. Rebound comes down to Sherrow for Charlton Heston. Final minute of our first half. Teed will work the basketball up top. Getting a screen from Hunter Romanke. Teed back up top to Sherrow. Sherrow steps to the side, gets it to Hunter Romanke at the elbow, who then kicks it back out. Teed drives inside, will flip it to Sherrow, drives to the rim, off the window and in.
The high glass, knocks it up the high glass, gets it in.
7 points for Dylan Sherrow to lead at Charlton Heston. Charbonneau down the lane, off the window, too strong. Borsvold, an offensive rebound. He had it ripped away, able to recover it. Turn around, go up, no good. Rebound controlled by Kenyon of Charlton Heston, but then a foul on Charbonneau underneath that bucket, and that is going to send all the way down the court, 90 feet, will send Sherrow to the line.
About as far away from the other from your net as you can get fouled, so you can go take two easy ones.
Excuse me, Kenyon to the line.
But they still need to make it. I mean, yeah, you got at the line, but if anything's been proven, the only one that's been really reliable has been Patterson at the free throw line for the Patriots.
23-18.
Again, these scoreboards are both kind of hard for both of us, so we got to have to.
First free throw is up and good from Kenyon.
I call him out, and he does, just hits nylon there. Good job. Good job, Kenyon.
Renchensky and Walker check in. As does William Liebler. Charbonneau, Borsvold, and Johnston all check out.
If he makes this free throw, it'll be a one possession game, 23-20. He's got to make it, though.
Second free throw is up. That one good, too, from Kenyon. Patterson checks in for Kenyon. It's 23-20, 22 seconds remaining in the half. We'll see if Alcona holds for one. Quickly, they get it up the floor to Hebert. Hebert didn't even touch it until they got to half court. Spin into the lane. Walker, wow. Drop step, lays it up and in.
He earned that one. The defense was all over him, but he just got the easy pot. Oh.
And a tip away and a steal. Hebert gets it on the inbound. He'll drive baseline, go up with a floater. No good. Patterson a rebound. And we've got a foul on Alcona.
What are they doing? Why would they foul there? They know they're in the bonus. 2.8 seconds. I mean, that's not even... That's a frustrating foul. That's a frustrated foul. We'll call it that. That is, they're panicking. They're trying to force something. you know, they don't want the easy bucket to go, but now it's their best shooter is going to shoot two. That's the easiest thing that could possibly happen.
Patterson was going to have to launch. They probably could have dribbled to the three-point line, but he was still on his own side of the court.
Yeah.
Ill-advised foul there from Alcona. Patterson sinks the first free throw, makes it 25-21. And there's a chance that this does get to a one-possession game at halftime.
Patriots put everyone else back but Patterson just in case there's a rebound.
He does miss. Renchensky the rebound to shot. Three-quarter court would be good if it goes off the window. A little bit too strong. At the end of our first half, it's Alcona 25, Charlton Heston 21 on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Right as the second half got underway, an inbound to Ryan Patterson, and he is fouled down low. And so it's a reach-in foul as it is 25-21. Alcona Charlton Heston starts with the basketball. Teed will inbound straight up top to Shero, who led them in points in that first half. Teed right in front of us on the right wing. Now to Shero, back out to Teed, who will dribble it back up and reset the offense. Teed drives inside, goes up through the contact, caught it with the foul.
A great little move there, gets into two defenders, forces the shot, gets the contact, makes it for the end one opportunity. Just like that, it could be a one-point game 24 seconds in.
One other score to pass along in Division 4, Posen leads Hale 19-15 at the half.
Another close game.
Free throw no good, rebound comes down to Evan Borsvold for Alcona, and Tigers have their first possession of the second half. David Charbonneau has it on the right wing. Works right side, goes down low to Summers. Turn, fade away, had it partially blocked by Patterson. So Summers lost it going up, and it's rebounded by Patterson. And here comes Charlton Heston. Teed, basketball up top, handoff to Romanke. Ryan Romanke goes left side to Teed. Looking to get it inside to Patterson, nothing there. Now we've got an offensive foul, a moving screen here on Ryan Patterson.
An unforced error there by the Patriots. It's not what they want to see here, especially coming and getting those quick points off the beginning of the half.
25-23, Alcona with that slim lead over Charlton Heston. They work right to left this half. Charbonneau has it on the right wing. Goes up top, Borsvold. Borsvold steps in, thought about the jumper, now goes right side to Charbonneau. Driving inside, Charbonneau had it poked away. Able to recover it, fire it, Summers, right corner three. That's too long. And we have a foul on Charbonneau on the rebound. Romanke got the rebound. Charbonneau collided with him.
Yeah, just went over the back there, trying to get that rebound. Can't do that contact. A lot of, what is that? That's four fouls in a minute and 22 seconds by the teams combined. Three on Alcona, one on the Patriots.
Teed will bring it up back to that press. Goes Alcona. Teed dribbles right through it. Goes right side Romanke. Romanke drives inside against Borsvold. Lays it up. Lays it in. We're tied.
And the Patriots have completely taken the momentum away from the Tigers.
First 4 points of the quarter.
In the gym.
All go to Charlton Heston. Walker will be fouled as he tries to drive. Hunter Romanke will pick up a hold.
I can't imagine that's what both coaches decided to go into the halftime and talk about. Let's get more fouls up because we're about to be in the bonus really fast here if it keeps this way up.
Summers will inbound to Charbonneau. Charbonneau stuck up top. Now goes right side to Walker. Driving inside, goes up through the contact, hard off the glass and in.
But don't call that one. But they really haven't been calling the contacts on the fouls, the contact on the fouls. But Alcona stops the bleeding and takes the lead back.
27-25, Alcona. T drives baseline. Kick outside to Shero. Shero gets a screen from Romanke. Drives to the free throw line. Little mid-range jumper, no good. Garrett Summers pulls down the rebound and wants to run. Right side, Richard shot. Pumfick drive inside. Kick across. Charbonneau steps in for a three. Too long. Offensive rebound. Got her with the foul. Colin Walker.
Yeah, great rebound there. Gets the shot, gets hacked on the way up there. Another foul from these teams, and a three-point opportunity for Walker.
12 points for Colin Walker. And going to the line for one more. Zalcona has stretched it back out to a four-point lead. Chance to make it five, and they do. Colin Walker finishes the and one. 30-25. Quickly up the floor comes Shero, poked away by Borsvold. Shero back to recover it, goes right side to Kenyon. Kenyon inside, too high for Ryan Patterson, and now here comes Garrett Summers, fires down the court to Borsvold, who beat everybody for a layup.
That great fast break opportunity there off the turnover. The Tigers are lighting it up right now.
Teed gets across half court against this full court man-to-man. Dribbles up top. Works now to the left wing. Goes to the corner. Shero into Patterson at the block. Turn. Fadeaway jumper. Good.
Patterson gets one back for Charlton Heston.
32-27. Summers works now right wing. Thought about the three. Goes down low to Walker. Back out. Summers pump fake. Drive. Free throw line. Jumper. Good. Little two-man game between Summers and Walker leads to a bucket. 34-27 Alcona.
The Tigers are roaring right now. Shots are going down, not much missing.
Kenyon tries to get it into Patterson. It's denied by Borsvold and Walker. They instead swing it around left side to Romanke, who then gets it into Patterson. Up and under move, Patterson, no good. Rebound tipped around and controlled by the Tigers. Richard shot. Quickly up the floor comes David Charbonneau. Little out of control. He'll hand it to Walker. Walker goes up. He is fouled on the floor. And then Tigers will inbound from underneath.
And that's going to put... That's going to be three fouls apiece, I believe. Yep. So still two. We're still two away, or one away from each, from the bonus.
Franchensky and Hebert will check in. Shot in Borsvold. Check out for Alcona. Again, Charlton Heston just doesn't really sub. They sub in between quarters and out of timeouts. That's about it. Charbonneau has the basketball up top here for Alcona. We've got a whistle and a timeout for the Tigers. We'll take one with them. 34-27 with 4 minutes to play on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Alcona leads 34-27 out of the timeout. They go inside to Renchensky. Back out Charbonneau. Straight on three. Knock it down! Charbonneau's first bucket of the night. And it's a 10-point lead for Alcona, 37-27, largest of the night.
Alcona can't do anything wrong right now, it seems. Everything they're doing is coming up aces.
Ryan Romanke gets a double screen, gets to the free throw line. Hebert harasses him and gets a steal. Here comes Caden Hebert. He lost it going in. Ball on the ground. And Charlton Heston dives on it. And that is a beneficial jump ball call, because it was two Charlton Heston players with dual possession on the ground. There were no Alcona players on the ground. Hebert was holding it with his feet. They could have just given that ball to Charlton Heston there, at least let them play that one out a little bit more. But so Alcona gets to keep the basketball, and on the inbound, knocked out of bounds. This game brought to you in part by Coletta Aerovasco, to Talus Tool, a subsidiary of Star Cutter Company, and Coles Appliance of Lincoln and Talus City. We've got in offensive foul on Renchensky down low. Fourth team foul. So both teams are in the bonus now for the final 3:20 of our third quarter. 37-27 Alcona. It's been a nice third quarter. After Charlton Heston scored the first four of the quarter, it's been a 10-2 run by Alcona.
Yeah, they've came out firing after the little mini firing there by the Patriots.
Inside to Patterson. Patterson goes up strong through the body of Sam Johnston. That's a mismatch. Patterson lays it up, lays it in, and cuts the lead to eight.
You've got to use the big man size when you're down low like that. More than often should lead to positive outcomes for the Patriots.
Charbonneau drives to the free throw line. Kick out to Hebert. Hebert will drive inside, lay it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Charlton Heston and Ryan Romanke. Romanke will drive, get a screen from Patterson. Gets cut off by Sam Johnston. Kicks it to the corner where it's knocked out of bounds by Caden Hebert. And Hebert and Sam Johnston, check out Hebert. Limbs off the court.
Yeah, Hebert does not look great right now.
Shot and Walker excuse me, a shot in boards will check back in for the Tigers. Dylan Sherrow has it. Goes left side, inside now Patterson. Patterson goes up through between two defenders, lays it up, lays it in, gently off the front of the rim.
Looked like he wanted to pass there to the outside for the three, but decided against it and got 2 points for it.
37-31, Alcona still with the lead. But Charlton Heston cuts it to six. Tigers with the basketball out front. Charbonneau goes to the left corner, that's Garrett Summers. Summers drives into the lane to the free throw line. Hand off to Walker. Walker tripped at the top of the key as he tried to drive. And that'll be a foul on Charlton Heston. That will send Walker to the line to shoot two.
Yep, every foul for the next 2 minutes and 2 seconds goes to the line, both sides. There, looks like a sub's coming in, so they're going to get someone different on the court.
Walker's first free throw is up, a little bit short. Osborne will check in for Ryan Romanke for Charlton Heston. Couple of dribbles for Walker. Second free throw is up. Now one long, and Ryan Patterson will pull down the rebound. 37-31 Alcona. Charlton Heston can cut it to a one-possession game with a three. Right side, Dylan Teed. Now let right side Kenyon. Kenyon will drive baseline. Kick out Osborne. Straight on Sherrow. No good on the three. And now it's a three-on-one for the Tigers off of the Summers rebound. Eurostep layup, no good. And a rebound pulled down by Kenyon. Here comes Charlton Heston. Sherrow will bring it up for Charlton Heston. Gets it to Kenyon, who steps on the end line, and it's a turnover.
Had too much of a wide stance there. His toes go over the line. Patterson wasn't quite happy about it, but it's the right call. It was correct.
Summers, no one stops the ball. Straight on three, knock it down.
The defense was lacking there. They were just kind of just waiting for him to do something, and he did it. That was a three.
40-31. Alcona stretches the lead to nine. Driving down the lane, Osborne. Right hand on the left side, no good. Borsvold pulls down the rebound. Here comes the Tigers. Summers will bring it up. Summers, crossover, into the lane. Leaves for Borsvold. Free throw line jumper, too long. Offensive rebound, Charbonneau. Charbonneau goes left side, Summers to the corner. Borsvold. Borsvold spins over Patterson. Off the front rim, no good. And a foul coming here on the offensive rebound attempt by David Charbonneau. And that should send Charlton Heston to the line to shoot two.
Just 39 seconds here left in the quarter. Try to play it clean. You don't want to give any, just like the end of the first half, they gave a lot. They gave four shots. They made three on some really unneeded fouls.
Yeah, so, that one you'll take. That's just a...
Yeah, that's...
Going for an offensive rebound, that's just an effort play. That's a foul you'll take. Sherrow knocks home the first free throw. His first points of the quarter. Makes it 40-32. Three dribbles, deep breath, second free throw, good as well. Dylan Sherrow makes it 40-33, 33 seconds remaining in our third quarter. Hebert goes to the free throw line to Borsvold. Right side, Walker. Walker step in, kick out Hebert, thought about the three, now drives inside and lost it. Poked away by Charlton Heston, and Sherrow will dribble it up for the Patriots. Right side, Teed. Jab step, back up top, Sherrow. Left side, Osborne. Drives, goes underneath the bucket. Reverse is good.
Momentum is coming back to the Patriots. Charlton Heston's got a little fire here. 3 seconds, last shot opportunity. It's going to be shot and made by Garrett Summers just at the top of the free throw line. Buzzer beater there to send us to the fourth quarter, 43-35 Alcona.
We'll be back on Hits FM, your power station for sports. High school basketball on Hits FM brought to you in part by Alpena Community College of Alpena and Oscoda, Dockside Marine of Glennie, Lincoln Hardware, and the Lincoln Outdoor Center. A three at the buzzer has an 8-point lead here for Alcona as they start the fourth quarter. Charlton Heston with the basketball down to Osborne. He lays it up. He is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
He starts the quarter much like we started the half with a foul. I feel like if the Patriots come back and win this, that's going to be a big thing, a point of emphasis is the fouls. I think that is the one weakness right now that Elkhona has been showing, is they're taking a lot of fouls.
So far, it hasn't hurt him much. Osborne misses the first free throw. Second free throw is up. That one rims out. Evan Borsvold comes down with the rebound for Elkhona. Shot left side, Hebert. Up top now to Richard Schott. Hand off to Garrett Summers. Hit two big threes in that third quarter, including the one at the buzzer. Up top now to Walker. Walker right side, Summers. Right wing three. Knock it down.
Summers is hot. He's on fire. He's in fuego.
11 second half points for Garrett Summers. T to the right wing three. Missed everything. Rebound Summers. Here he comes racing down the floor. He will lay it up, and he was too strong on it. But an offensive rebound shot to a corner three for Summers. No good. Rebound Walker lays it up and in.
Too many second chances right there. And a turnover by Walker. Shoots it. It's going to be fouled. And it wasn't Walker. It was actually going to be Summers. Picks, or no, that's number five. I apologize. That's Caden Hebert. He intercepted the inbound pass, took a shot, and got hacked.
So Hebert will go to the line to shoot two. 48-35, Elkhona's opened up their largest lead of the game.
Yep, this is the best case opportunity for the Tigers.
Hebert knocks home the first free throw. This game brought to you in part by the Elkhona County Fair, coming August 6th through the 10th. Alpena Elkhona Area Credit Union with 10 convenient locations in your local McDonald's restaurant.
Man, we're already talking about the fair. It's February.
Second free throw, no good, but an offensive rebound by Borsvold. Out to Hebert, to Summers. Summers inside to Borsvold. Back out Summers. Thought about the three, goes right side to shot. 49-35 Elkhona. 6.5 to play here in our fourth quarter. Summers has it on the left wing into Borsvold. And we've got an offensive foul coming on Elkhona on an illegal screen. Caden Hebert set a screen up top that opened up Colin Walker. And it is was apparently a moving screen.
Well, that's kind of a breath of fresh air.
Quickly inbound here for Charlton Heston, goes to Patterson. Patterson, a pump fake up at the rim, lays it up and in.
Yeah, good fast break opportunity there after the foul.
49-37. Elkhona leads Charlton Heston. Hebert has it on the right side.
I feel like the Patriots have to be more aggressive on defense. They're down a lot with not too much time left.
Left side, Summers down into Walker. Walker spin up top, Borsvold. Borsvold steps in and draws a foul on Patterson, faking the shot twice. And no, they're not going to give it to Patterson. It's on Ryan Romanke. We'll send Patterson to the line to shoot two. I think they just said that was the fourth on Ryan Romanke.
They'll have one foul to play with for the next 6 minutes and 22 seconds.
Borsvold misses the first. Romanke will check out. Dylan Shero will check back in. A couple of dribbles here for Borsvold. Second free throw. Too long. Rebound comes down to Kenyon of Charlton Heston. Dylan Teed will jog it up for the Patriots. Had it knocked away by Hebert, but recovered by Teed, who takes a mid-range jumper and got it to go. A pull-up jumper at the free throw line. 6 points on the night for Teed. It's 49-39. And a timeout here for Elkhona. Just a 30, so we'll keep it right here. 6 minutes to play, but it's going to be time for Charlton Heston to increase the aggressiveness. They're going to have to really go to their best sets, pound it down low to Ryan Patterson. They haven't taken a lot of threes. They've made one three in this game. They're not going to be looking to make a bunch of threes. So it's going to be pounding it down low to Ryan Patterson and just playing good, aggressive defense.
Yeah, they can't be lackadaisical when it comes to the defense. They're kind of just letting Elkhona set things up. They're down 10 with just over six minutes left. They need to start getting turnovers. They need to force the issue, make them take bad shots, get rebounds, use, like you said, the size of Patterson, and they need to make their shots when they come down to the offensive zone and not turn it over. You're in the last 6 minutes of the game. You're down 10. This is the time to flip the switch.
Posen leads Hale 30-22 in a Division 4 semifinal. Clare leads Remus Chippewa Hills 37-31. Here it is, 49-39. Alcona with the lead and the basketball. Inbound to Richard, shot up top. Hand off to Caden Hebert. Hebert hands it off to Summers. Summers into Walker, out to Schott. Schott drives in, kicks across to Caden Hebert on the right wing. He will now drive. Flip to Walker. Walker tripped up in the lane, and we're going to call a jump ball. The ball will stay with the Alcona Tigers.
Yeah, they're just trying to get the ball there, but the Patriots are, but this good ball movement, good discipline here by the Tigers, not turning this ball over or causing a bad shot. Wasted 30 seconds right there.
Summers inbounds up top to Hebert, pump fake on a three, crosses over, steps in, had the ball poked away, ball on the ground, and we've got a travel as Charlton Heston tried to stand up with the basketball.
Wow.
You can't go from the ground to standing up. You just can't do it.
That's an unfortunate error. And you can hear the crowd's not too happy about it, but Brad's right. He did get up. He stays on the ground, and it's a jump ball, and it's possession blue.
They're arguing that they did the same thing. Colin Walker didn't try to stand up. That's the difference. Charbonneau, straight on three for Alcona, no good. Rebound pulled down by Kenyon of Charlton Heston.
Now, they didn't score, but they used almost a whole minute in that possession. So that's obviously going to be a path to victory for the Tigers.
Patterson, spin move in the lane, lays it up and in.
That's going to bring it to single digits, 8-point lead, 49-41. But they got to be more aggressive on defense. They can't just let things happen. They have to make things happen.
Right side, Richard shot for Alcona, gets a screen from Walker. Up top, Renchensky. Left side now, Garrett Summers. Back up top, continuing to swing it around. Charlton Heston with two fouls to give.
Crowd finally coming alive for Charlton Heston. But is it too late? That's the question.
Up top, Renchensky thought about the three. Instead, swings it to Walker. Right side, Richard Schott.
They're wasting too much time.
Schott drives inside, turn, fadeaway, and he got fouled. And will go to the line to shoot two. And actually, I somewhat disagree with this.
Okay.
You got way too long, if you're Alcona, 4.5 minutes to go into your stall mode. You built this lead by running Charlton Heston into the dirt.
Yeah.
Why are we slowing it down? Why would you slow it down?
What?
Pick it up. This is not a big enough lead to be switching into stall mode.
Okay.
So I actually disagree. If they're going to flip, they're just going to end up not taking shots, not being as aggressive as Schott makes the first free throw. I would much rather them keep up the pace.
Okay.
And attack on offense. For 23 to play. Richard shot second free throw. Goes asking. Rebound comes down to Patterson. Quickly up the floor comes Osborne and Charlton Heston. They are going to need to pick up the pace a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the exact opposite of the Alcona Tigers, what you were just talking about.
Oh, yeah, offensively, they have to score. I mean, you can't sit around trying to wait for the perfect thing because...
Inbound to Patterson, underneath the bucket. Oh, he got a little reverse default, falling to the ground.
You talked about getting the ball inside to Patterson. It's happening, but defensively, I just think there's too much time on the defensive end right now for them to catch up.
Summers, mid-range jumper. He's fouled, driving in, and he will go to the line to shoot two. That was the last foul to give for Charlton Heston. It's 50-43. Only a 7-point game here in this district semifinal.
I mean, it's getting close. I mean, we're getting in the nitty-gritty of everything, and Summers isn't the guy you want to foul, though. He's gonna make more often than not. He's a good shooter.
12 points in the second half, 16 in the game right now for Garrett Summers. Make it 17.
Lead back up to 9.
They're going to go to that full court man-to-man. Osborne will bring it up for Charlton Heston. Gets a screen from Patterson, now guarded by Borsvold. Driving down the corner. Kicks down to Kenyon. Kenyon pump fake, drive inside, kick out to Teed. Teed gets a screen from Kenyon on a little pick and roll. Back out to Teed, and then back out to Shero. Charlton Heston now works it around, gets it into Patterson, ripped away by Borsvold, who leaves it for Summers, and Alcona gets a big steal.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate turnover there for the Patriots. They were trying to set up the play. Didn't get anything out of it. Now they're back on defense.
Summers, a pull-up shot, no good. But an offensive rebound to Charbonneau. That is a ton of offensive rebounds for the Alcona Tigers tonight.
Yeah, they have been on those offensive rebounds all game.
Right side, Richard shot. Now to Borsvold. Borsvold drives in, hop step, little jumper, good! And now we've got a technical foul on Charlton Heston on Shero, as this has just gotten a little bit ugly.
Yeah, the crowd and everyone was thinking there was a travel there before that shot, and I'm assuming he probably said something as well, and the refs are talking about something over there. But, yeah, you're right. It's gotten a little out of hand here the last few minutes.
It was not a travel, by the way.
Right, yeah. I wasn't saying that they were wrong. I wasn't implying that. I was just saying that's what the crowd is saying.
I understand where it looks like one because it was just a little jump stop. And I understand where it looks like he jumped a little high, but he landed both feet at one time. You're allowed to do that and then also go up for the shot.
Yeah.
It was a perfectly fine shot there by Evan Borsvold. It was well done. And Ryan Patterson's trying to plead his case for what he thought happened. That he's saying there was a step and then the jump stop. What he's forgetting is that there was a dribble at the same time.
And if there's a dribble, you can move again.
You get that 2 feet. And so if you dribble on the first step and then work into your hop step, you have used your gather step. You have to shoot, which he did.
Yeah.
There is
the amount
a
of footwork
step.
In basketball is astounding.
Timing, all of the timing of when you dribble, it matters so much, or something can look like a travel, but because you timed your dribble perfectly,
yeah,
you can step in. Evan Borsvold did not travel. It was the right call. Garrett Summers at the line, shooting the technical foul. Free throws, he makes the first. Hopefully these officials are doing the second game, because if not, there's going to be some Charlton Heston fans waiting for them in the park.
I had that mind in my mind, but I didn't say it out loud. But yeah, they're not they're.
Which, by the way, I think they've done a good job.
Yeah, every time there's been discourse in the crowd, you have been on the side of the refs the entire game.
I think they've done a really good job.
Yeah, and I will definitely defer all rules to you, because I am not the biggest rules guy when it comes to basketball. Yeah. It's the least I know.
Have they been 100% tonight? No, I don't think so. But the ones that have gotten the biggest reactions, actually, I've agreed with the calls. Garrett Summers now will inbound to David Charbonneau, and it's 56-43. Back up to a 13-point lead. And it looks like Alcona is going to get into a stall mode now with 2.5 minutes left. They get it to Summers. Summers jump stop, kick back out to Charbonneau, and I'm going to guess Charlton Heston, the energy at Charlton Heston's been kind of defeated.
Yeah,
they will take a foul here. Osborne will put Richard Schott at the line.
Yeah, the way that the fourth quarter here has shot out of the cannon and got out of hand, the way you put it, I like that. I can see the energy, the fire is kind of dampering here by the Patriots.
First free throw by Schott, no good. Stick around at the game break here. We will go to This Week in High School Sports, keep Catfish and I a little while. And during that time, the Scoda Owls and Roscommon Bucks will take the floor. And then we will bring you that game immediately following this one. Schott splits the pair. And it's 57-43, Alconan. This is their new largest lead of the game at 14. Osborne drives in, and he double dribbled. Wanted to shoot it, and instead kept dribbling.
Yep.
And double dribble.
Yep, it's just a little bit of mental mistakes here at the end, and it's kind of like compounding and just drawing an avalanche.
Summers
basically
dribbles through the pressure, goes to Walker, drives inside, goes up on Patterson and scores. 59-45. 3-point, little bit too long by Teed, back up top to Patterson. He'll try a deep three. Off the window, no good. Another offensive rebound, though. Back out Osborne. He'll try a three. Too long. And we've got a foul called on Osborne. On Borsvold, going over the back. And so it'll stay with Charlton Heston.
That does not put them at the line, right?
No, one official must have been looking at the wrong side of the scoreboard there, because he said two shots. The other officials corrected him. A couple of subs here for Alcona. Renchensky and Hebert check in. Teed goes up top and a foul here on Summers. Just two guys going for the ball at the same time. It is a foul on Summers, but nothing malicious there. Looked a lot worse than it was.
Yeah, it was just it was hard contact, but it wasn't like hard contact.
Just two guys going for the ball. It's a foul. It's the last one to give on Alcona with 1:40 to play.
Every foul will result in free throws in the last minute 48 seconds. The result probably already said 59-43 here by Alcona up.
Teed will dribble into a three. Too long. Offensive rebound by Romanke. Back out to Teed, who drives in, lays it in. And a timeout here for Charlton Heston. We'll take one with them. It's a 59-45 Alcona on Hits FM, your power station for sports. Alcona over the top of Charlton Heston in this district semifinal that's gotten chippy.
A little bit.
Not between the players, though.
Between the refs and the fans of Charlton Heston.
In front of us. And one of the players and a ref. One player was teed up. Alcona just kind of kept their composure through this whole thing. Inbound to Summers. Summers dribbles across half court. Dribbles off his foot and then is fouled as looks like Charlton Heston going to go down swinging here.
Well, as they should. I mean, it's the last game for Gabe Osborne and Brian Patterson. You know, this is the last competitive basketball game they'll play in high school. So, you know, don't go down lying.
So you're not predicting the 14-point comeback in 89 seconds?
I am not.
Okay.
I will be hyped for it.
Jot that down.
I'm not predicting the 15-point comeback.
Summers makes the first free throw. He's made five free throws in this quarter alone. 8 points in total in this quarter. It 60-45.
And to bring up what we talked about in the pregame, you know, both these teams averaging 30s in defense. Well, we have a 60 and a 45 spot. So, you know, the offense has came to play today.
61-45. T dribbles in for a three. Off the side, no good. Osborne, though, an offensive rebound. Back up top, that's Romanke. Hunter Romanke gives it to Ryan Romanke. He'll launch a three. Off the front iron, no good. Garrett Summers will get the rebound. He is hugged.
Just a nice, gentle hug.
Ryan Patterson, one of the officials, comes over. Because after the hug, Patterson just kind of poked at the ball. Frustration a little bit.
Yeah.
The official came over just like, let's not do that. Let's not start anything that's going to lead to a problem. Garrett Summers did a great job, just walked away.
Yeah, like you said, all the frustration is one-sided, obviously. I mean, when you're winning, you're probably not frustrated that you're winning, but
Summers' free throw is good. And a sub here for Charlton Heston.
Deslin Klump
will check in. Number 21, Osborne, will check out of the game. And as Brian just mentioned, Gabe Osborne, one of the couple of seniors on this team. Summers makes them both. I'm running out of room here to mark ones down next to his name. Right side, Teed, another three. That one no good. Rebound pulled down by David Charbonneau. Hands it to Borsvold. Borsvold fires it up the floor for Richard Schott, who saves it in the corner. Back up top to Garrett Summers. Garrett Summers to Charbonneau. 51 seconds remaining, and a foul coming here on Teed will send Charbonneau to the line.
They're not giving up. I mean, they're not. They're going to go down to the very end here. We've got Roscommon and Oscoda ready to be on the court.
A couple of subs coming in for Alcona as well. I think it's only a matter of time until Charbonneau makes the free throw. Only a matter of time until they get Ryan Patterson off the floor, too.
Right, get him his
number 22 will come in and give Ryan Patterson his goodbye and a standing ovation here coming from the Charlton Heston Patriot fans. Well deserved as Owen Romanke will get Ryan Patterson off the floor. Patterson shares a hug with his coach, George Whitaker.
That's the somber part of all this is these guys' last games. And if you've ever listened to me talking about it in the playoffs for football, it's the hardest thing to watch them on the field and just most of the time in tears, you know, being comforted by their teammates.
T to three, off the back iron, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Charlton Heston. Alcona made a couple of subs as well, as William Liebler came in, and so did Carter Upper. Imma here also goes to another new man into the game. That's Semenov. Semenov and Summer swinging it back and forth. They get it up to Semenov. Semenov back to Summers, back to Semenov. Think they want them to foul Semenov, and that's what they do here. Think they're trying to get him some points here.
Let's get him on the
Sawyer
score sheet.
Semenov, a senior, want to get him, even though they're going to play again on Friday.
And, you know, on the opposite side of the coin, where there's only two seniors in the Patriots, David Charbonneau, Colin Walker, Vincent Mahalik, Caden Heber, Samuel Johnston, Carter Upper, Sawyer Semenov, and Jacob Vincenzi. I know this isn't their last game, but that's going to be a lot of seniors that aren't going to be on this team next year.
Charbonneau and Summers check out as they've done their job. It's 66-45. It's turned into a 21-point game, and this does not signify how close this game was.
No.
Semenov's second free throw somehow falls in. That hit every single part of the rim and somehow fell in. Hunter Romanke will bring it up here for Charlton Heston. Works right side. Driving in is 22 and making it is Owen Romanke. There's three Romankes on this team. Richard Schott has it. And there's the final horn. The Alcona Tigers advance to the district final. 67-47 over St. Helen Charlton Heston Academy. We'll take a break, bring you This Week in High School Sports. We'll be back in a few minutes here to bring you Oscoda and Roscommon on Hits FM, your power station for sports.